This morning's lesson, Keith and I have been working on this, and the leadership has been working on a theme for this year with goals and opportunities for growth. And so Keith and I are going to share the presentation as your ministers. We wanted to do that together today. And so Keith will introduce our theme for this year, and then we'll just share this presentation.
It is a tremendous time and place to be a part of the congregation here at Sand Springs. We have incredible things going on as we reach out and bring people to Christ, as we strive to change the world that is around us. And I know that some of you, they're always thinking as we look forward, as we strive and put things before you, the first question is, why a theme, right? Theme being forward in 14, I press on toward the goal. And the question of that is why? Why would Elliot and I devise this plan together and set it before you? And I want to remind you of two verses. First of all, the King James Version, I think, actually does this verse the best. Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Thank you, sir. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, then, let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good works. Elliot and I, as ministers, our desire for you is to be with us as a part of life in a way that we are all striving to grow, striving to walk in the steps of the Savior and grow as Christians. Because if we're not growing, the only other answer to that is death as a Christian. The world swoops in upon you and you begin to lose focus. You begin to lose vision, and no longer are your eyes fixed on the Savior as they're supposed to be. And so with these two verses in mind, which Elliot and I have discussed at length as a ministry team, and then talking with the elders and the elders working with us on this, our desire is to give you a vision for where we're headed as a congregation. Because we don't want to see, because we've lacked as a leadership, you put in a position where Satan can come after you with so many things. And then we believe it is our duty to spur not only ourselves and each other, but you as a congregation on to love and good works. And so therefore, our theme that will be set before you in a visual manner on the walls behind you for the rest of the year, forward in 14, as we press on to give glory to our God and Father above.
We have two sets of two lists, and you'll see on your left, and you've probably received one of these cards that we have on the table next to the bulletins. If you don't have one of these, there's plenty out there, so be sure and grab one. But on one side, you will see 14 congregational goals, and on the other side, 14 personal opportunities. And goals on this side, banner-wise, and opportunities over here. There's a little, of course, we're keen on the number 14, this being 2014. You'll see that a lot, but there's a difference between our goals and our opportunities. And the difference is, with our goals as a congregation, the idea is, let's strive to meet all of these. There's 14. And they're just good, healthy goals for a congregation, and particularly us. Let's strive to meet all of them. With the opportunities, we'll talk about those in a minute. Opportunities are more for you to choose from. What do you need to focus on? What do you as a person, individual Christian, need to take a step forward in your walk with God? And so there's a difference there. But let's look at the 14 congregational goals. First one, we have a goal this year that we will increase our Sunday class attendance by 14%. And if we increase by 14% our Sunday morning class attendance, we would be averaging about 137. And I want to point out, when it comes to numbers, some of us, we have a struggle with numbers. Well, what's this focus on numbers? And I want to remind us that the focus is on souls. But every number represents a soul.
That's right.
And numbers are helpful when it comes to reaching for something. Numbers are helpful with goals because they're measurable, they're tangible, they're something we can see and track and reach for. And so it's a goal of ours. We want it to be a goal that we increase our Sunday class attendance, that we increase our Sunday worship attendance. If our worship attendance increases 14%, we'll be averaging 268. And so that's a goal of ours this year. By the end of the year, can we as a church be averaging 268 in our Sunday morning worship? Is something to reach for. We want it to be a goal of ours as a church that we would exceed our weekly budget. That we wouldn't have just week after week after week where we're a little short, but that we're long. That we're above the amount that we as a church have put forth and said, we want to do this in the kingdom of God financially, and we want to not struggle financially as a church, but to thrive. We want to, a goal is to improve our sound system and our audiovisual systems. And one thing that we're working on immediately is, the acoustics in this auditorium are excellent for carrying on a conversation. They're excellent for that. They're not excellent for singing, because sound does not bounce around in here and fill up, and it's not great for singing. And so some things we're focusing on. One is for everyone to be able to hear well wherever you sit in here. And I would expect most of us, you don't realize that it's different wherever you sit, because why? You sit in the same place every time, and you just think it's awesome. Well, some places it's not. But anyway, we're going to add speakers on the outsides. And that should immediately improve our sound system in here. It's one of our goals that we be able to focus and improve in that area this year. Number five, we would like to be able to purchase additional transportation this year. It's always been a goal for our youth group to grow, and that has happened. Our young people, the number of our young people has grown. We praise God for that. We thank Keith and Janine and those that work with the youth for that. But when they go on a youth trip, to be able to roll up here and get in a vehicle or two and be able to go without having to scramble and coordinate with other vehicles. Additionally, it becomes a safety issue when you're transporting youth of a congregation, and just you get in this car and you get in that car. Sometimes safety is important, but transportation is a need, and it's a good need. It's good to need more, because God is blessing us with more youth. Number six, we want to add at least four new small groups this year. Small groups are kind of the heartbeat of our congregation. They're the place that we get together with others and we connect on a deeper level, where we grow to trust each other and love each other and rely on each other and build each other up. But small groups have been an excellent opportunity for us to fellowship each other. And we want to be able to add groups this year. And number seven, we want to have 14 or more new people brought to Christ this year. We'd like to exceed that, of course, but a goal of at least 14 new souls brought to Christ. And it reminds us of Scripture in Luke, where we see why Jesus came. His primary reason for coming was to seek and save the lost. And as Christians, we do a lot of things, but there's nothing more urgent than a lost soul. And we want to win souls this year. We want that to be one of our goals, that we win 14 or more this year.
Monday Night for the Master is also a very important program, because it plays a part in bringing us together as a family, like the small groups do. We are a community within a community, and that time together as a family is very important, and it allows us to share what's going on, share our trials, our joys, to laugh together and live together as a family, as God intended, I believe. And so we'd like to see the average of about 60, at least, Monday Night for the Master. That's our goal to reach. We're just under that now, and we'd like to see 60 or more. And as we strive to serve the Lord locally and reaching out to people who have visited services or family members who are who just need a visit, or doing some project around the building. And so it's very it'd be very advantageous for us as a family to strive to be a part of that Monday Night for the Master program. Number nine, make 14 noticeable improvements to our facilities. And that goes back to, actually includes, like, we're in the process of ordering some more speakers for the auditorium, some different kind of microphones, And I told Elliot that he'd look like a Michael Bublé if he had one of those mics, you know, that come around in front of his face. And so I haven't been able to talk him into it yet, but, we want to make some physical improvements to the buildings as far as some of the locks are sticking on the doors, those kind of things. Just the simple things that maybe we've let pass for a while. And we want to get on those, and so that even the small things around our buildings, we want to put a new sign up front. It's really hard to read that sign, even at the speed limit. And so we want to increase the size of the sign out in front of the building. We also want to put a sign across the street. I've been asked a couple of times, I know, in the last year, is that y'all's building across the street? Yes, it is our building. We want people to know that we're using that building and that it's a part of who we are here as a family at Sand Springs. You know from our bulletins, it seems like because one reason or the other, illnesses and other things, we're always looking for teachers. And so what we want to do is train and build teachers and have a surplus of children's teachers so that our teachers in the classroom on Sunday mornings, Wednesday night, get to rotate. And I know some of those teachers, you know, have been involved for years, literally years, teaching in those classrooms. And so we want to increase our abilities. Teaching is a lot easier than you think it is. It really is. Sometimes we get afraid of the ideals of being in a room with those kids on our own. And we don't want that either. We want you and a helper to be in there teaching. And it has such an impact on our young people. 11, we want to provide 12 teams of Bible Hour teachers. We have just a few, and especially Paul and Faith, who are always working towards that, setting curriculum in place and talking to them. Matter of fact, yesterday evening, all you have to do is show up and they'll give you the curriculum, the direction. They'll help you set that in place. And so one of the things that I think we could even do this morning, reach this goal very quickly, try to put together 12 teams of Bible Hour teachers for this year. 2 Timothy 3:15, and now how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. And that is what we want to do. We want to meet that in the lives of our children so that they know the Scriptures from a very young age. And I think that's important. And then 12, we want to continue to work to develop new leaders. You know, we recently added some deacons to the congregation. We want to continue, although their role, we see it as a leader, but it's actually a service role. But they lead by their service. And we want to continue to add leaders in the congregation, whether it be small groups in the classrooms, in Bible Hour, whether it be new deacons or elders even in the future. Leadership plays such a strong role in everything that we do. And we want to continue to grow in those areas. Let me say this right here. I want you to understand, and sometimes maybe I fail to let you know, how excited I am to be a part of this congregation. I love being a part of this congregation. I am here by choice. And I want you to know that, recently I've been given the opportunity to apply for a job with another congregation. I was contacted and asked to visit with them about coming to their congregation. My reply was, thank you very much, but no. Because this is where I belong, I believe, right now. With you, with a family that is excited about the future, and with a leadership that is achieving the efforts that was the wrong word. David's going to laugh at me about that, I'm sure, later. Struggling was definitely the wrong word. I'm struggling. They're working with me to make me better, to make us better as a congregation and a family, so that we can reach these goals, that our light shine brighter to the world that is set around us. 13, increase our involvement with mission efforts, which we're already doing. We're already close to meeting this. We've got more people involved, more people planning to go to Canada this year to be a part of those mission efforts there, and other mission efforts that come along, even the local mission efforts, reaching out to those who are in need. 14, increase our community involvement in a way that makes an impact, just like our little project in around the Halloween, the Oktoberfest type deal that we put on across the street is a big deal. We had over 600 families, 600 people came through this year, and that's an impact. It says, we as a congregation care about you and your children. And we want to choose some new programs, some new opportunities in the future that do that, to let us know that the Sand Springs Church of Christ is a congregation that believes in our community and wants the best for you.
The next list is the 14 opportunities. And these are personal. The idea is not that we would meet all of these. It's not that any of you would meet all of these necessarily. The idea is that in this year, as an individual, can I take a step forward in my walk with Christ? Can I take a step forward as a Christian? And the truth is, we are at different places in our walk with God. We're at different places in our spiritual maturity. And what you may need to be working on may be different. You may be further than where I am. I may need to be working on this. And so we've just laid out 14 for you to look through, and hopefully at least one or two of these will hit you and be where you need to take a step. But one is, it may be that committing to offering God my best in worship. It's easy to come here on a Sunday morning and do what we do and not really be focused here. It's easy to sing along with the songs and bow my head during the prayers and not really be giving God my best. And maybe this is a place for you to take a step. Proverbs 3:9 says, "Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops." Maybe this is the place or the opportunity for you to give God the best of what you have in your worship to Him. Second one, join a small group. And it may be that you're not currently in a small group, that you just hadn't done that, for whatever reason. But this year, maybe that's the step that as an individual or as a family, hey, let's commit to Sunday evenings, getting with a small group, and let's join one and work with one and participate and benefit from that. It may be that daily personal time in prayer. Maybe that's not currently a part of your habit or routine, but this year that you may commit and be dedicated and stick with a daily time that you spend with God. It may be that Monday Night for the Master is something that hasn't previously been something you could participate in or did. But maybe this year you say, you know, we're going to do that. On those, it's not every Monday night, every other, and just once a month during the summer. Maybe that's a step that you could take. Number five is pray daily with my spouse or a family member. It may be that you and your spouse just don't pray together, just haven't done that. Truthfully, it's common that it's somewhat awkward for some to pray with their spouse. And so maybe that's a step that this year, as a couple, let's pray every day together, or maybe with another family member. To have that as a part of your routine. Number six is weekly family devotionals or Bible discussions. And it may be that this is not a part of your family's routine normally, but maybe this could be a step we take. That every week we're going to get together as a family and have one devotional together. Or every week we will at least at one meal around the kitchen table that we will have a Bible discussion and discuss together God's Word or what we've been studying in Bible classes or so forth. Number seven is to memorize 14 memory verses. And you'll notice in your bulletin on the flap at the bottom is a memory verse. And we change that monthly, and there will be 2 months during the year that we'll put two memory verses on there. But the idea is that throughout the year as a congregation, if you want to participate in that by the end of the year, you would have 14 significant scriptures committed to your memory. Maybe that you didn't have before. And so that's a great step that could be what an area that you could work on and improve as an individual.
We want to make 14 planned efforts to reach out to invite a friend or a family neighbor, family member, or neighbor, instead of just off of the cuff. Sit down, think about who you can invite that your Savior will make a difference in their life, and make some plans to do that. 14 people that you think you can make an impact on this year. Matthew 28:19, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. 9, we read 14 books of the Bible. And I know there are a lot of schedules out there that will get you through the entire Bible in a year. But I know that if you're not reading on a regular basis, if that hasn't been your past, it's not an easy thing to do. It's not easy. So we wanted to take a step back from that. Now, I will provide you with a reading schedule that gets you through the entire Bible for the year. If you want me to, let me know. But we have provided already on the table at the back. I sat down and took some time. We'll lay these out 4 months at a time. The entire year is already done. It's about 10 verses a day. And then there are 5 days at the end of the year that I don't have verses on, so you're behind a few days. So you can take some of those and move them to the end of the year. But about 10, 11 verses is all it is each day, and it will get you through 14 books of the Bible. And that way you can say, I've committed myself to being in God's Word and it being a part of my daily routine. And I think that's important to our growth. Make 14 calls or contacts to encourage each other. This is beyond inviting people to come and beyond reaching out to lost souls. This is just within the congregation. Maybe you can think each month and a couple of times extra during the year, who could really use a phone call or a card from me to say, I'm thinking of you and I am praying for you for this month? And I think that would be, we would see so much occur, not only for ourselves, but for those that we're praying for and encouraging through the year by doing that. Number 11, commit to attending Sunday Bible class. It is so easy during the week, you know, we get so busy, and especially teenagers are not always good at this, you know. Mom and dad stand around waiting for them to get dressed, and they haven't decided what to wear. What if on Saturday evening we laid out what we were going to wear on Sunday morning? We knew. What if we got up? What if Sunday morning is the morning you and those who are in your household, or if you're by yourself in a household, someone else within? What if Sunday morning is the morning that you share a meal together? We share so many lunches and dinner. What about Sunday morning? What about making Sunday morning special for your family? We get up early. We have, you know, we never have pancakes at my house, but maybe Sunday morning's the morning we need to have pancakes, you know. Let's make Sunday morning a morning that is special, that is planned out, that is committed to at 9:30 we walk through the doors for Bible class so that we can be a part of the enriching things that occur here at this congregation. 12, we put God first in our finances. You know, Elliot gave us a lesson just a couple of weeks back, very encouraging us to do that. And I thought he was so honest and poured out his heart to us as a congregation. And that's one of the reasons why I love Elliot so much, to encourage me and spur me to do better in my finances. We have this picture sometimes, I think, that the Old Testament says we give 10%, give 10%. New Testament is whatever I purpose in my heart. And if you really spend some time in that, you'll find from Genesis to Revelation, there are a lot of Bible verses that talk about stewardship. And I think that's because God knew we would struggle with our money. It's not about how little we can give. It's how much we can give to make a difference, not only in the family, but in the kingdom of God, as we strive to give Him that all that is His. 13, commit to attending Wednesday Bible class, to be here. I don't know, you know, even as a minister, I have those weeks that are discouraging and you struggle and you get up and I've worked, you know, all week on things and on Wednesday evening, maybe things aren't coming together the way they're supposed to be and I've been interrupted over and over again and I'm tired, especially if I don't feel good, you know, this is my job. I'm just like everybody else. You have those mornings you get up and you don't really want to go to work. I have the, you know, maybe one of these guys got on my nerves and I you know, that happens. I spend so much time with this group right here. I know so many things about them. Some they don't even know I realize about them. There are days when I think, oh, no, man. You know? But when I get here, a part of Wednesday evening has never let me walk away feeling down. I've always felt better for being here on Wednesday evening. So commit to being here on Wednesday evening. Teach a children's Bible class or lead Bible hour. And we talked about that as a congregation, meeting some goals. But it starts on that personal level, saying, I will make a difference. And I want to tell you this. There's a couple of teachers that really impacted my life, and I thought they were just so incredible. It was two ladies who come into the classroom, and they took a vacancy, and one of them never finished high school, but she was just the most incredible Bible teacher. And one of the things that she did, we were talking about the altar and the part it played in the Old Testament. And one of the things she did was take sugar cubes and stack them up. And I don't know exactly what she put on them. Some of you may know this. But she set those sugar cubes on fire on a plate. See, I've seen a couple of smiles. Some of you ladies know how to do this, don't you? She set that sugar cube altar on fire. I still remember that today. Teachers have an impact on developing faith in children's lives. And we need to choose to make that decision to impact our teenagers' lives and our young children's lives for Christ.
The verse that we have attached and really at the center of this theme for this year for us to focus on is where Paul says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And Paul gave us the example. He was never satisfied with where he was as a Christian, even as an apostle, even as the apostle to the Gentiles. He was never satisfied with where he was. And as a church, God has really blessed us the past 4-5 years. I mean, God always blesses us, but he's blessed us in ways that with more souls. And that's a wonderful thing. And many of you remember a number of years ago when we started praying in a more fervent way for God to bless us. And God is faithful. But we don't want to look at where we are and say, we're at a great place and hit cruise control. We want to keep pressing forward. I want you to think, especially if you have the list in your hands of the congregational goals, look at those congregational goals. What will it be like if at the end of the year as a church, if we meet all 14 of those? What will that be like here? What will it be like if each of us as an individual takes a step forward in our walk? Each of us steps forward in some way or multiple ways. What will that do for us as a church family, as an army of God? What will it look like? The purpose in all of this is to glorify God. It's not about us. It's not about us trying to be something for vain reasons. This is about God and His glory. And that's why we do it. We're going to sing a song in a moment, a song of encouragement, Light the Fire. And we want to praise God together, sing together, to get our minds in unison. God, get us excited for You. God, get us pumped up to step forward as soldiers and reach forward this year. Do great things here. So we're going to sing that song together. You may be here this morning and have something heavy on your heart that you want us to help you with. Maybe someone wants to give their life to Christ and have their sins washed away. We'll help you with whatever you need if you'll come while we stand and sing.
I stand to praise You, my life all.